This, of course, is the Valentine's Day version of Feedback. So we are, of course, going to open up the phone lines and make it Open Phone Friday so that you can talk about anything and everything that comes to your mind. You know how the routine goes. If there's something we've talked about over the week, you feel the need to continue, we haven't covered it quite right, go ahead, throw in. If there's something new that we haven't covered, that's your opportunity to be in control. If you want to pick on Tom, aggravate him, see what you can do to get him all fired up.
Take the weekend off. You know, my head is stuffed up. I've got this gunk that's going around, so I'm not.
You don't sound, but you said the other day that you weren't feeling good, but you haven't. I don't see any difference. You don't sound any different. You don't act any different. You don't look any different.
Well, gee, thanks. Yeah.
You feeling all right?
Just one of those sinus things.
Oh, now you sound a little stuffed up.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah. Well, stay over there. Seriously, I don't. Is it contagious?
I think everything has been infected in the building. Everybody's had it, or is getting it, or will have it at some point in the future.
By the way, did you see the email that just went around saying there's donuts down in the sales department?
I saw that.
So what are you doing, still sitting there? Why don't we? Somebody needed to go get Daddy some donuts. Actually, no, I need to stay. I don't need donuts.
I am not your donut gopher. If you want to stuff your yap with fat and sugar, you can do it yourself.
I'm working. I got things I had to do. I don't have time to go down and get donuts. I thought maybe it's Valentine's Day. Maybe show somebody a little love. Go down and get them some donuts or something. All right, fine, whatever. That's the way you want to be. Fine. Whatever. All right, let's start things off by talking about, let's debunk some rumors, shall we, just to get things started off for this Valentine's Day.
Something tells me when you say you're going to debunk some rumors, you're probably going to start some new ones.
No. Remember all the hoopla that came up on Duck Dynasty when Phil Robertson made his comments in a, what magazine? Was it GQ magazine?
Vanity Fair, I think, wasn't it?
No, I think it was GQ.
Was it GQ?
Yeah, I think.
How quickly we forget.
Does it matter? Anyway, he came out and was very honest about his viewpoints on things. People just absolutely had a hissy. Oh, you know, he's intolerant. He's a homophobe. And so all the little cowards out there, they freaked out. A&E, cowards that they are, they suspended him off the show, and he lost a few sponsors for a while until you and I got busy and showed our support for Phil Robertson and put the full court press on A&E and other sources. And they're going to bring him back, of course, because they know that with our displeasure comes our lack of cash. We don't like you. We're not going to watch you. We're not going to support your sponsors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, a survey was done at that particular time when the outpouring of support for Phil Robertson popped up. TheHill.com reported a poll which said Phil Robertson was more popular than sitting Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. And so that started the rumor mill. Will he run? His son, Al Robertson, recently told The Hill in an email that Phil Robertson will not run. He's going to put all of his attention on his personal religious instead of political pursuits. He said, quote, in the letter, he is interested in helping the electorate know more about the gospel of Christ, so they, in turn, can elect more godly men and women to serve and lead our great country. But he is not interested at this time in running for office. So there it is. I know, Tom, you were very...
He may want to concentrate on the scripts for the TV show because the ratings have been down in the last few episodes. In fact, the lowest ratings since early 2012.
Oh, really?
For Duck Dynasty, yeah.
Well, I mean...
Has it run its course?
Well, let's take the... let's take the politics and the religion out of it. Reality shows, to be perfectly honest with you, I believe as a whole, I hope, are about to fade away. Reality shows, when they first came on board, what was it? Survivor, I think, was the first reality.
Yeah, it was technically, the first one.
Fascinating. I was fascinated by Survivor. I watched the first couple, three seasons of Survivor because I thought it was... a tremendous experiment in the sociology and psychology of that circumstance. You're stranded on an island. You got to eliminate your friends in order to win a big cash prize.
You would have loved to have done a Lord of the Flies type deal, would you?
I don't think so. See, and you know, you say that, but I would prefer I'd rather be left alone. I don't want to be.
You want to do Robinson Crusoe?
Yeah, probably.
Instead of Lord of the Flies?
Yeah. I'd rather just be left alone. I don't want to be on an island with a whole bunch of other people.
Just give you ginger especially, and Marianne, you'd be fine.
Marianne. the question is it Ginger or Marianne? Marianne was obviously so much hotter than Ginger. Ginger was phony and fake. Anyway, I digress. I would much rather be left alone on the island to my own devices than have to worry about a bunch of backstabbing and conniving and all this other stuff with everybody. And I don't want to deal with it. I have to deal with you. If I'm going to be on an island, I'd rather be by myself. But when these reality shows first came out, I thought they were fascinating. I thought the interaction between the people on Survivor was absolutely fascinating. But then it wears on your nerves. It's about time. I think it's run its course. You got to keep the writing. You got to get involved. And there's got to be some good ideas out there, don't you think? There's got to be, so that we can replace. So you saw that the X Factor, Simon Cowell's thing, got canned.
Yeah, Simon Cowell conveniently went to work on X Factor in Britain, and that allowed the network to gracefully cancel it.
Yeah, that's his baby. He's the one that has developed the X Factor, and what was it? Is it American Idol? That was his thing, too?
He was a judge on that. He wasn't the creator of that.
No, he was a producer.
Simon Fuller, I think, was the guy who was the creator.
He's been the creative thing behind it. I know that on American Idol, Simon Cowell,
America's Got Talent. Wasn't that his?
Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry. America. Is there a difference?
Well,
see, this is the point. What's the difference between
America's Got Talent? It wasn't just singing. It was like, you know, it was like playing songs with your navel and
juggling cats.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
All that.
Sure. Flaming chainsaws. All those great talents. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to have to double check. Well, you can double check when we go to a break. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe on American Idol, Simon Cowell was involved that with the top five finalists, they got a contract. And that in that contract, they got a lot of promotion, they got gigs and so forth. But Simon Cowell's production company got 50% of your take right off the top. You make $100, Simon gets 50 for the top five finalists. So I think, but anyway, so listen.
Well, Simon, it says here Simon Fuller, the producer, was the inventor of American Idol.
Okay.
But Simon Cowell was involved in some place, and I think that you may be right with the record label.
Yeah.
Music was put out.
Here's the point. He ain't hurting for cash.
No.
It's not going to be. But I think what it does is it does indicate that at some point, some of these fringe, some of these repetitive reality shows are going to go the way. So the question was, is it time, Duck Dynasty? I think I've never watched a single episode of Duck Dynasty. I've read a lot about the beliefs, the life behind these guys, and they are to be applauded for overcoming some horrible circumstances and finding some really good direction in their life.
You haven't watched
Very
it
proud of
it. Honey Boo Boo was on at the same time?
Well, come on. You know? There's only so much time for me to sit on the couch with pork rinds and blue cheese dressing and watch TV. But I am very proud of the family, the Robertson family. I think they have done a tremendous job of overcoming some horrible circumstances and tough times in their life. I've never watched the show, but as a reality show, yeah, it may be time for it to move on. Would I like to see more positive programming take its place? Absolutely. Absolutely. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're going to take a real quick break, and then we'll fire up the phones and take your phone calls. 715-845-2155 when we return.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you'd like to be a part of the show. Let's jump onto the phones now, as a matter of fact. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Okay, two things.
Yes, sir?
Okay, reality TV shows?
Yeah.
Watch C-SPAN. You might as well watch Grass Girl. When you watch them taking a vote, that's real reality.
Yeah. Well, those that are there.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a problem with that. If you and I are paying our representatives to be there and oversee the happenings of our government, when there's a vote, shouldn't everybody be present?
I think they can vote from their office, can't they? They can vote electronically from their office. They don't have to actually be in the chamber to vote.
I think they should all be there.
Well, if there's going to be discussion of the issue, if there's going to, I don't care if it's mundane. I don't give a flying rat's butt if it's the most boring thing ever. Trust me, there are things mundane and just...
Yeah, but if they had to be in the chamber all the time, then the lobbyists wouldn't have access to in their offices, to open the bottles of scotch and hand over the Cuban cigars. And
Wow. Then the other one where that guy got dumped because he didn't measure up.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Tom's story.
He could have sent an email back to her.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a fishing one. He could have said, look, honey, it's not how deep you fish, it's how you wiggle your worm.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Okay.
You know what's sad? He's been waiting for Valentine's Day for months just so he could call in and use that line.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have such a highbrow show.
Right. Sure. We would never stoop to that level of humor.
Well, not in the feedback segment. Maybe during the morning show segment that's heard 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on WSAU. Precisely. Okay, so the other thing I thought was really interesting is the temperatures in Sochi. It's like 50 degrees warmer there right now than it is here.
Yes. Okay. It's warmer there than it is in Florida.
Yes, sir. You are correct. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I believe Florida right now. Hold on a second. Let me quickly pull up my thing. That's Lakeland, Florida, my hometown. 46 degrees right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's 46 degrees right now in my hometown of Lakeland. And trust me, the Floridians down there are having a fit. Oh, the world has ended. Everything is horrible.
Yeah, the International Olympic Committee is really seriously rethinking what they did when they let Putin strong-arm them into bringing the Olympics to a Black Sea resort with palm trees.
Didn't somebody take a look at the weather map and go, oh, look, in February, it's typically...
They said, we'll take care of all those problems. We'll make snow. We'll truck it in. We'll do whatever we have to do. You know, it's like they awarded the World Cup to...
Brazil.
No, it's going to, in not this year, but the next one is going to be like in Dubai or one of the United Arab Emirates. They're actually going to air condition the outdoor stadiums because it's going to be so hot.
Yeah, I don't have it. Yeah, that's fine. You've seen the stadium in Japan, right, where they built an indoor beach?
No, I haven't seen
that. You didn't see this?
No.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's got a wave generation machine and the whole nine yards. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Mike here. How are you doing?
Hey, Mike. We're doing good. It's Friday. It's a little chilly, but I'm all right.
Yeah. Two things. One is how can anybody vote for a bill or anything when they don't read it? I mean,
it's ridiculous.
200 pages, 2,000 pages.
It's asinine.
And I thought that each bill was supposed to stand alone. And then the other thing I'm worried about is, okay, you get the older Democrats that are responsible for Obamacare, they're going. Well, what happens when a new crop of good-looking, smiley ones come in after them? And, the Democratic Party is the one that gives goodies away. The same message is there. You're removing the people who were a threat, and you put new smiling faces. You remove the threat. The Republicans are going to have to, they're going to have to start selling the message, and they're going to have to start being back in the faces of the Democrats because this is ridiculous.
Well, I think what we're going to see, and I believe we talked about this a little bit a while ago, what I think we're going to see is not so much a resurgence of GOP membership and energy. I think you're going to see more of the independents, more of the Tea Party, more specifically of the libertarian movement. Libertarians have an ability to appeal to both sides of the aisle. Socially, libertarianism is very liberal. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, you want to smoke weed, you want to go do your thing.
That's going to keep you and your ilk from joining the libertarians.
Ilk? So I believe that the libertarian view will appeal to the progressives and the liberals for the social issues. There are a lot of liberals that are very upset at Obama on foreign policy, continuing to keep us in war circumstances. Libertarian view has a very strict policy on foreign policy. We take care of ourselves first and worry about others later. Well, that'll appeal to them too. Fiscally, libertarianism is very conservative. That will appeal to the conservatives that want to see this country get economically strong again. So I don't think the GOP has got much of a shot.
Yeah, because that creates a third party, and they have one that won was, Theodore Roosevelt.
The biggest problem with that, though, and we've talked about it before, is that the electoral process in this country is so controlled by the two parties now that it's almost impossible for a third party to become viable. You're going to have to change the rules in how we elect people if you're going to make a third party viable.
There's a lot of scuttlebutt about doing just that. Thanks for calling in, man. We're going to let you go. You know what?
Let's do this.
Hey, Les, are you on the phone?
I am.
Hey, brother.
What's going on?
It's Friday, so you all set and ready to go for Valentine's Day? You got your household in order?
Absolutely, man. Did all the steak and lobster, got that ready to go and everything.
Nice. All right. Good for you. So what's on your mind, man?
A couple of days ago you were talking about should a felon be able to get their voting rights back after they served everything, and I totally agreed with you on that.
Right.
Now what I want to ask you is this. If you serve your time and you pay your quote-unquote debt to society, why, as a natural God-given right of this country, should I not have my Second Amendment rights back, especially if that was a victimless crime from a young, dumb buck?
Okay, you're talking about your ability to own and carry firearms and so forth?
Exactly.
That is something I think that should be examined. I will go along with you if it is a nonviolent crime. If it's a white-collar crime, something like that, where a gun was not involved, I would listen to that argument. If it was a crime that involved a gun, though, nope, sorry.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying. That's like giving a dope fiend a job as a nurse. You know, that's not logical. You know what I mean? Really, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
But if you're 21 years old and you out with your buddies and you get caught with a sack of weed, you know, and something else, and you were 21, and fast forward the clock 20 years later, you're pretty much a pillar of your community, upstanding, connected, mentoring, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't you be able to?
Yeah, I think that's worth a discussion. I think that's worth a serious look.
And even if it's not conceal and carry, you know, you ought to be able to have a 12-gauge to protect your house.
Yeah,
That's
what Joe Biden says. You need to keep a shotgun at the house in order for protection. You don't need a handgun. You need a shotgun.
Well, you know, I'll use either.
Both?
Not only both. I'm kind of fond of the AK, you know, the Kalashnikov myself.
Listen.
Either way you want to do it.
I'm going to let you go on this, but just real quick. A buddy of mine has a 12-gauge shotgun that is a Russian shotgun, and it is built on the AK-47 frame. It is it's a semi-automatic 12-gauge shotgun that has I don't know what the capacity is of the magazine. I think it's 10 to 12 rounds in a AK-47-style 12-gauge shotgun. You want to talk about fun to shoot? Holy cow.
This is great Valentine's Day conversation. You're getting all tingly.
I know,
there,
man.
My buddy down south says he has a USSA-1 fully automatic 12-gauge with a 20-round barrel clip, like you used to go on those Chicago pianos.
Yes.
Tommy guns. Yeah. Yeah. That's a dream right there. That's an ear buster
right
there.
Does he do a lot of hunting with that, does he?
Somebody get out of line. He gonna hunt him. See that? Come on in and grab a TV. You leaving with a nub.
Thank you, Les. It's a pleasure always to talk to you, man. Happy Valentine's Day. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.